Charting Toward Intimacy covers mature topics. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Charting Toward Intimacy,
where we're expanding the conversation around Catholic sexuality.
I'm Ellen.
And I'm Kathleen.
Welcome to the show. Welcome back to another Charting Toward Intimacy episode. Ellen here, and we are talking all things touching today. Actually, probably not all things touching, but we're going to be talking about two big areas kind of when it comes to touching and some negative feelings about touching. So we are going to be talking about feeling touched out from kids, and then we are going to be talking about not liking or wanting touch from your spouse because touch, quote, always seems to lead to sex. We're going to be talking about both of those topics in this episode. But before we jump into the episode, we have a listener question. We answer a listener question at the beginning of every episode. There is an open question box. It is in the show notes, so please feel free to submit your questions at any time. I answer a question at the beginning of every episode, and then at the end of the month, I take all of the questions that were submitted that month, and I record a in-depth Q&A video for the questions that weren't covered in podcast episodes, and that video is available in the exclusive Charting Toward Intimacy community. So if you would like access to that video, you can join the Charting Toward Intimacy exclusive community for only $5 a month. You also get full video of all of the podcast episodes in that community. And if you asked a question and you haven't heard it answered, then it is probably in one of those videos. I really have to pick and choose. It's hard. I get more questions every month than I have podcast episodes in the month. And so that is why I also record them in that longer form video. I usually take some of the harder questions for that longer form video. And this question's actually an example of one of the questions that I did answer in kind of a longer form in the Q&A video. And it's actually already available in the exclusive Charting Toward Intimacy community. So if you want kind of more of an answer to this question, I'm kind of going to give a little teaser to it. But if you want the in-depth answer as well as some sources, please check out the Charting Toward Intimacy community. Link is in the show notes. So here's the question. Our priest told us that a woman is only allowed to orgasm during intercourse, meaning penis in vagina, or afterward if she didn't orgasm during penis in vagina and the husband helps her finish. I'm getting conflicting information and it's frustrating. Is it sinful for a woman to orgasm during foreplay if the husband arouses her with this intent? Or is it considered selfish and sinful since the goal is for the husband and wife to orgasm together? Bonus points for sources I can show my husband. Okay, so here's the short Cliff Notes version. Unfortunately, this priest does not have correct information. As long as the female orgasm happens within the context of one sexual act, it does not matter if that happens prior to intercourse, during intercourse, or after intercourse. It also doesn't matter if it happens at more than one of those times. Women can have multiple orgasms. And so, no, it is not sinful for the woman to orgasm during foreplay. And in a lot of cases, that is often the best time for the woman to be able to experience an orgasm during a sexual act. That is all I'm going to answer for now because I do want to save plenty of time to talk about today's topic. But again, I did go a lot more in depth on this question in that Q&A video that is available now in the exclusive Charting Toward Intimacy community. All right, so let's talk about touch. So feeling touched out, that's what we're going to cover first. And here's what I mean by feeling touched out. It is that feeling like one more thing touching your skin would be too much. You just want time to be alone and just be yourself and have nothing near you. Maybe your day has been filled with picking up kids and putting them back down, or you've had a very clingy toddler or a teething baby or a nursing baby, or maybe it actually doesn't have anything to do with kids and you work in a care capacity in some other area of your life. So maybe you are caring for an elderly family member. Maybe you work in a nursing home that requires you to physically touch people a lot with more than just your hands. That's typically where this touched out feeling comes from, is when touch of other people goes on your arms or your torso. That's when your body starts getting that feeling of just kind of having too much touch on you. So really, you can't stand the thought of one more person touching you. Things like long hugs from your husband or long kisses are an absolute pain when you have this feeling. I can personally testify to how frustrating it is. My husband loves a nice long hug. And if it is a day where I am totally touched out from kids or during particular seasons where I have had a nursing baby, I honestly, I physically have to just kind of push him away and say, whoa, not right now. I'm going to scream. Sometimes touched out is as visceral as just wanting to throw everything away from your body and scream. So touched out can be kind of on a spectrum there. Obviously, the feeling of wanting to scream is the high end of the spectrum, but it can hang out on the lower end of the spectrum too, and just kind of a general feeling of not wanting anyone else touching you. Okay, so let's talk about some tips to mitigate this feeling of being touched out, because this can be really frustrating if you are feeling touched out. And yet it's also, let's say you are avoiding pregnancy and it is the day that your rules for the infertile time are finally fulfilled. So on one hand, you really don't want to be intimate with your husband and have sex. And on the other hand, you really, really do. So let's talk about some tips for kind of how to mitigate this feeling. The first tip is so simple. Truly ask for some alone time. And this has to be alone time. Go lock yourself in the bathroom, in the shower or something, and allow it to just be you. Nobody can interrupt you, and you know, it shouldn't be, oh, okay, go take some alone time. Just take the baby with you. That's not alone time. If you are trying to calm your nervous system down from this feeling of being touched out, you have to be completely by yourself if you're going to use this tip. So some really good alone time. It doesn't even have to be that long. 10 to 15 minutes often is enough time to calm your nervous system down if you practice some calming techniques during that time. So one of my huge recommendations is doing the Jesus prayer with the breath work that the Jesus prayer recommends. So what I'm talking about, you breathe in and you say, Jesus Christ, Son of God, or Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. Or you can just say Jesus Christ as you breathe in. And then you breathe out and you say, have mercy on me, a sinner. Or if you're kind of quicker, you can just say, have mercy on me. So Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You breathe in, Jesus Christ, Son of God, breathe out, have mercy on me, a sinner. If you do that for 10 minutes by yourself while your kids are with your spouse, I can almost guarantee you that that feeling of touched out is going to dissipate. All right. Another one that can actually really help with that feeling of being touched out is if you are scheduling sex and you know ahead of time at the very beginning of that day that you are going to be having sex, even if it is a high touch day, you are already like preparing for the fact that you're going to have a high touch activity later in the day. And so your mental system and your body itself is going to leave some room in the reserves. So I highly, if you experience feeling touched out a lot, I highly recommend scheduling sex so that you can kind of allow yourself to just naturally, without even any like cognizant effort on your part, yourself will leave a little bit of room for that touch later on. Okay. This is a little bit more of a tip for learn a little bit about yourself to apply it for the future. This isn't like an in the moment tip, but if you had a day that was particularly, you really felt touched out, get out a sheet of paper, get a notebook, and walk back through that heavy touch day and see if there are things that can be mitigated. So if you walk back through that heavy touch day and you're like, wow, there was not a moment that I didn't have a kid in my arms. If it wasn't the nursing baby, it was the teething 18-month-old. And if it wasn't the teething 18-month-old, it was the, you know, screaming 4-year-old who wanted attention. So if you, you know, kind of recognize that, then you can try to mitigate that the next time, that if it's like everybody continually, if your arms are free, a kid wants to be in them, you can figure out activities to try to set the kids up with, or maybe have a little bit of extra screen time that day to give your body the rest that it needs from being super overstimulated by always being in contact with another body. So that's what I mean by walking back through the day. Maybe that's not the best example, but if you walk back through the day, you might be able to find things that you could mitigate. Or if it's like, oh, you know, I was holding the baby the whole time that I was also cooking dinner. Well, what about maybe trying to set the baby up in a high chair next to you while you're cooking dinner? Or one thing that's actually great for the feeling of touched out is your back is typically not one of those things that gets as like bristly with that touched out feeling. And so if you have a baby carrier that you can stick a baby in the backpack mode of baby carrier, that can help a lot with that feeling of being touched out. If the baby's like, I have to be in contact with mom, try the backpack mode. Okay. The next tip that I have is figure out what kind of touch is really bothering you and avoid that. So if you're feeling totally touched out and that long hug from your husband is really bothering you, avoid that touch. If you're feeling touched out because the kids kept grabbing at your shirt all day long and pulling you, or maybe they were grabbing your arms and your legs and like pulling you somewhere, then avoid that kind of touch. And, you know, maybe put down some rules with how your kids are allowed to touch you. No, you can't grab mommy and you can't pull me somewhere, right? So figuring out the kinds of touch that are really bothering you and figuring out ways that you can avoid those kinds of touch. Another one is, so you're after the touched out date, maybe you've finally gotten the kids to bed, you have some alone time with your husband, but you're feeling totally touched out, but you guys want to connect. Ask for touch in a very different way than what your kids or whoever is kind of causing this touched out feeling are giving you. So an example is like a massage. Your kids are obviously not giving you a wonderful massage with oil while you're laying down on the bed. Even though you're very touched out, when you experience a kind of touch that is extremely different and also very relaxing, that can help your body. It's really about calming down your nervous system. And so if you have that, that can help you calm your nervous system down. Another one is to start touch with a body part that doesn't get touched by the kids. So the most common ones that don't typically get touched by kids are feet and legs. unless your kids are like leg huggers, then maybe not feet and legs, right? But avoid the torso. That's typically the spot that really gets very touched out, because it's like, that's from like holding the kids and picking them up and having them on your hip. So avoid the torso. Sometimes the back can be okay. Sometimes like a scalp massage or like just like running fingers through hair can be nice. Sometimes neck massage, that really, it really depends on you. But try things out and just try to think of like, what is a body part that's not getting very touched by the kids, and start the touch with your spouse with that body part. You know, depending on you, shoulders and arms might be a good thing, might be a bad thing. But a lot of times like feet are really good and back can be really good and legs can be a good place to start. If all else fails, if you've tried these things and you're still totally touched out and it's just not working, you need to be honest. You need to be honest, but you need to be kind and plan to have sex the next night. It's not good for you or for your nervous system or for your ability to receive sexual pleasure if you're trying to push through a feeling of being touched out. Those tips that I gave you are trying to help you calm your nervous system down so that you don't have that feeling of being touched out anymore, and so that the touch feels good to you. But if those aren't working and the touch still doesn't feel good, then you need to be honest about that, and you need to recognize that it's not going to help anybody if you try to push through that feeling of being touched out. Okay, so let's move on to the second kind of touch thing that I wanted to talk about in this episode, which is not liking the touch of your spouse because it feels like every touch or every kiss leads to sex. And what I see, and this actually comes up a lot in the one-on-one coaching that I do, is that I talk to wives who are really hesitant to allow their husband to have a long kiss with them, or they're hesitant to like return a hug or return a kiss because they, quote, always lead to sex. But this can create a really bad cycle, because if we, for example, have a woman who is avoiding touch because it feels like every touch leads to sex, then we have a man who doesn't get touched very often. And then the one moment that there is actually like this reciprocal feeling, you know, the kiss is actually received and given back, or the hug is received and given back, then the man feels like he needs to really jump on that opportunity. And then that's going to perpetuate the woman's feeling that every time that she gives touch or allows this touch, it just leads to sex. And you can see how this spiral just gets worse and worse and worse. A lot of times this manifests itself in something, there's some secular sex therapists that I follow on Instagram because they've got some good info, but they also have some really bad info too. I don't recommend everyone follow them, but I like what they call it. They call it the bristle reaction. Is there's just this bristle when your spouse touches you. Okay. So some tips to work through this, because I think that this is really important, that if you are listening and you're like, oh, that is definitely happening sometimes, or that's definitely happening all the time, this is something that you can actually implement a lot of things that are very simple that can start getting this better. So the first tip that I have is I want you to think of some concrete times that you can add more touch in just regularly. So give yourself something that you do every time you walk past your spouse. Maybe you just put your hand on their shoulder every time you walk past. Or maybe every time that you sit down next to your spouse, you hold hands, right? And do this every single time and try to add in more non-sexual touch, just as much as you can. If you can, you know, if you can do both of those, and then also every time, you know, that you are playing with the kids at the park with you and your husband there, then you try to put your arm around his shoulder, or just any opportunity that you have to add in more non-sexual touch, that's going to help you to become more comfortable with that touch and recognize that not all touch leads to sex. It's also going to help with the other side of the equation, because it's going to be so obvious that, you know, you are happy with touch, that not every touch needs to lead to sex from your spouse's perspective. Okay. Some other like kind of concrete times when you can definitely add more touch in that is just slightly more sexual is I recommend when whoever leaves for work is leaving, if you both leave for work, if just your husband leaves for work, if just you leave for work, when that happens, do a long hug and preferably like a long kiss. And this is a really, really good time for like a kiss or like a really long hug, because there is no chance of sex happening because you're leaving for work. Like there's no opportunity for that kind of touch to immediately lead to sex. So kind of a semi-sexual touch right before leaving to work can be like a very good time to start getting yourself more comfortable with those kind of touches. So what I mean by semi-sexual, I mean like a long kiss. I don't mean necessarily like groping or something that would really be more appropriate for immediate foreplay. And then when whoever gets home from work, do the same thing. So if your husband, when your husband gets home from work, if you guys both get, whenever you guys both get home from work, do a long hug and a long kiss right then. Typically, like children might be around, dinner needs to be made, things need to be done. So sex is not going to happen immediately after that fact. So that's another time that's that semi-sexual touch would be a really good time to add that in. Another recommendation that I often make to my one-on-one coaching clients, and they have just, I've heard such great responses from this recommendation. So bringing it to you guys, free of charge. So I call it touch time. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to set a timer for 5 minutes, and you, the wife, let's say, you are going to touch your husband however you want. Maybe you're going to give him a back rub. Maybe you're going to tussle his hair. Maybe you're going to hold hands while you guys chat. But you're going to touch him for 5 minutes. Timer goes off. Now you set it for 5 more minutes. Now your husband is going to touch you however he wants for 5 minutes. And then obviously like continue to communicate during this time and talk. It doesn't have to be quiet. I mean, it doesn't have to involve a lot of talking either, but I recommend talking. Set the timer again after that next 5 minute timer goes off. Now it's back to your husband's turn to be touched, but now he's going to ask you how he wants to be touched. So he's going to say, I want you to rub my back. I want you to, you know, just move your hand up and down my thigh. He's going to tell you how he wants to be touched. And then that timer will go off, set it for 5 more minutes. Then you are going to tell your husband how you want to be touched. Okay, I want a back rub. I want a foot rub. I want you to, you know, put your hand in my hair and rub it around. Yes, I recognize that is 20 minutes. That might be a long time. If you feel like you don't have 20 minutes, just do the first half and work up to 20 minutes. But here is the most important part about touch time. Touch time cannot I repeat, cannot lead to sex. If you are trying to get more comfortable with touching your husband and being touched by your husband and allowing your body to learn that it does not always have to lead to sex, touch time cannot lead to sex. That is the most important part about touch time. So touch time, if you're avoiding pregnancy and you have a period of abstinence, that can be a great time for touch time. Another good time for touch time can be like when you're on your period. I know a lot of couples choose not to have sex during that time because it just doesn't feel good for the woman or the mess or whatever reason. A lot of times couples aren't having sex during that time. So even if you don't have a reason to avoid pregnancy or something like that, that might be a really good time to try to do touch time. Another kind of step up from touch time. So touch time was all just about touch. Clothes are on. I forgot to mention that. Clothes stay on during touch time. And touch time does not have to be sexual at all. And I think it's actually a little bit better if it's not sexual at all. But a step up from touch time is a makeout session that, again, does not end in sex. That is the most important aspect of these two recommendations, is that they do not end in sex, because you are trying to get your body and yourself more comfortable with your husband's touch, and so that you stop that bristle reaction of immediately associating any kind of touch from your husband with the prospect of sex. All right. I hope that these tips helped. Please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram if you have more questions or more comments. You can also send me an email. Please put your questions in the open question box. If this episode helped you, please share it with a friend. That is one of the best ways that this podcast can grow and reach more people.
Thanks so much for listening. If you are not already following us on Instagram, be sure to check us out at Charting Toward Intimacy. And if you listen to podcasts on a platform that gives you the option to rate or review, we'd love for you to do that, because it helps us spread the word about the podcast. If you ever have questions, comments, or episode topic ideas, please reach out to us. We love to hear from you. You can reach out on Instagram or send us an email. Our email is in the show notes. Until next time.